Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Friday night, so that means prayer. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you know that you need prayer, jump on the phone lines. You still have time. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. This is Faith on the Line with Prophet Pate. Politify your ministries, honest to present to you, Faith on the Line with Prophet Pate. Again, if you need prayer, just jump on the phone line. The song that I played to open us up was Doxology by David and Nicole Binion, featuring Tasha Cobb Leonard. Again, jump on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. After the woman of God prayed what the Lord has put in her spirit for tonight, I will come back and be honest to pray with you. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of Prophet Pate. Prophet Pate, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank and praise God for you all tuning in on Faith on the Line. I want to say hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Those that's on the phone line, those that's on Block Talk Radio, those that's listening by other internet access, and I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in to Faith on the Line. Faith on the Line is a line simply for faith and encouragement, and I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to be on tonight. And I want to first to give thanks to God. Then I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy for tuning in on for Faith on the Line on for me last week. I want to thank and praise God because this is a line simply for faith and encouragement. If you need encouragement, if you need to know how to build your faith, this is a line simply for that. If you need prayer for anything in any areas, we deal with that. And I want to let you all know the scripture that God has given us for faith on the line is Hebrews 11:1. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even when you don't see it, that don't mean it's not coming to pass. You got to have, you got to believe it. Most of all, faith will work if you put it to work. You got to work faith. And I like to thank and praise God also. Now, another pastor used to say, we walk by faith and not by sight. Even though you don't see it, that don't mean it's not going to come to pass. You got to work your faith. That's what the Word of God tells us. You don't expect to get anything out of nothing unless you put something in it. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to put my faith to work, to trust Him, to do just what He said He's going to do. I don't care what it is or what it may be. You got to trust God in His Word. God's Word say that if you trust Him just a little bit of mustard seed, just a little mustard seed, that's all. You just have to have a little faith. And I thank and praise God for my faith. And I thank and praise God for you all tuning in. And I pray all the time that God would increase faith, increase your faith. God will allow you to trust Him like never before. You believe in God for that job. You got to stand on your faith and say, I'm going to get that job. That job is mine in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that that's the job that God has for me. Whatever you want God to do, maybe it may be finance. You keep on telling God, thank you for wealth. God, I thank you for wealth. I thank you for my wealth. I thank you for an increase. I thank you. After you believe Him for it, thank Him for it. God wants us to thank Him for what He's doing for us. And as I get ready to pray on tonight, I want you all to join our faith together and trust in God for many things. Many things are going on around us. Many things we believe in God for. Many things have come to pass. And also, you may be believing God for a healing. God will say in Isaiah 53 and 53 and 5, that by his stripes we are healed. And I thank and praise God for being wounded for my pain. I thank and praise God for being wounded for my scars. I thank and praise God for taking on my scars, for taking on every tear that I cry. I thank and praise God is already paid for. Whatever I need, all I have to do is ask and believe. Let's put our faith to work. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you on tonight. I trust you, God, because your word says in everything that I do, Lord, your word says trust you with all of my heart. And, Lord, I trust you on tonight. Lord, I thank you, God. Most of all, Lord, I want you to, Lord, I ask that you forgive us, God, for any sin that we committed or omitted was not of you. God, I trust you at your word, God. Help us, God, to stand strong and believe. Help us to, Lord God, to trust you in what we are believing for. Help us, God, to, Lord God, to learn you, God, to learn your word, God, that we would speak those things though they were. And, Lord, I thank you, God, right now. Lord, help us not to be weary in well-doing in Galatians 6 and 9. I thank you, God, that I don't have to worry about anything. But if I trust you, God, in everything, Lord, you will make ways for me, God. You will make ways for my sister. You will make ways for my brother. You will make ways, God. And, Lord, we're asking you right now that, God, that you will stand, help us to stand on your word. Lord, your word tell us, God, that, Lord God, whatever we ask, your word say ask, God. And that means, Lord, we have to open up our lips, God, and begin to tell, to ask you for it, God. Lord God, your word said it, God. To ask and it shall be given, and seek and you shall find, and knock, your door will be open unto us. But Lord, can nothing happen, God, unless we say something? Can nothing happen, God, unless we put our faith to work? God, you trust, you touch my sister. You touch my brother, God, on the phone line, and those that will be listening, Lord, later, God. You begin to touch them right now. You begin to open up a door for them, God, right now. I decree and declare, Lord, those that believe in you for finance, God, Lord God, I decree and declare finance will come. Lord, those that believe in you, God, for healing, God, I decree and declare healing is already there. Lord, help them to receive their healing, God. For your word told us already, God, that, Lord, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. And, Lord, your word said by the chastising of your peace was upon us, and God, and by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord, we already healed, God, but help us to receive it. Lord, help us to receive it by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare, I put it all at your altar on tonight. Lay it down at your feet. Lord, maybe you have a heart attack, heart failure, Lord, kidney failure, cancer, God, AIDS, God. Lord, God, I divide, Lord, God, even lay, Lord, God, migraine headaches, God. I lay, God, lay it at your feet tonight, God, because your words say, whatever we ask, Lord, God, in your name, you will do it. And, God, I lay it at your feet right now. Sugar diabetes, God. That hip replacement. Lord, God, that knee replacement. Lord, even that, Lord, touch that, Lord, dialysis, Lord. I decree and declare right now, God, that you would touch, God, right now. Because your words say, Lord, trust you in everything. God, even, Lord, God, I look up on bipolar, schizophrenic, God. Lord, God, depression and oppression, God. I lay these things at your feet because they're going on in this earth today. God, I decree and declare suicidal thought. I decree and declare bullying, God, that it will stop. God, I decree and declare, Lord, God, that someone believing you for business to pick up, God. Lord, finance will come. Lord, I thank you right now. Somebody believe in you, God, for their house note, God, to be paid, God. I believe it, God. It's already done, God. Help them to receive it, God, by faith. Lord, I come against, Lord God, confusion in the marriage. that, Lord God, that peace will come. I come against confusion in the family, Lord God. I decree and declare peace will come. Lord, I decree and declare, Lord, love will come, Lord God, to that husband, to that wife. Lord, I bind, Lord, I come against unforgiving, God, that they will be able to forgive, that they will be able to love again, that they will be able to trust again, that they will be able, Lord God, to reconcile, Lord, whatever it is, God. Lord, I come against these things. Somebody, Lord, may be feeling down about abortion, God. Lord God, I come against that, God, that they will come to you, Lord God, and ask for forgiveness. And, Lord, your word say it is stolen to the sea, Lord God, and you remember no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, look upon that family that strayed away, God, from you. I decree and declare that they will be like the prodigal son, that they will come back running to you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I even ask you, God, to look upon that child, that missing child, that missing boy, that missing girl, that they will return back home safely, God, in no harm, no danger, or nothing, Lord God. Lord, loosen, Lord, I bind the hand of Satan, that it will loosen your people, God. Loosen their mind, loosen their thought, loosen it right now, because your word says, whatsoever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever I loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven. God, your word lets me know, whatever I decree and declare here on earth, Lord, you will take care of up there in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you at your word. God, look up on that pastor, that bishop, that doctor, that evangelist, that prophetess. Lord, that missionary, God. Look upon your people, God. Begin to, Lord, fill them heads with wisdom. Begin to let them to hold on, God, until you come. Begin to, Lord God, make them strong in areas where they're weak, God. Your word say, let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the rich, the poor say, I'm rich. And God, I thank and praise you, God. And Lord God, for those, Lord God, that don't even know you, for the problem of their sin, God, Lord, help them to accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your words say, if we accept you as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are saved. Test that unsaved person. Test that unsaved boy. Test that unsaved man, that unsaved woman, that unsaved girl. Bring them to you, God. God, I come against, Lord God, confusion in the family, that you begin to bring family back together again. I come against every diagnosis that the doctor have diagnosed people with that's not true, because your words say, Lord, who report what you believe? We believe your report, God. I thank you. I come against every spirit that's not of you, that's trying to cripple us, that's trying to cripple our mind, that's trying to cripple us, God, our sight. Lord, give us that ear to hear and that eye to see, God. Give us that heart to love like you love. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord God, I speak life worth death. I speak it by force, that you will turn life around, that you will turn marriage around. In-laws may be against them, God, but what I decree and declare, that whatever they speak, whatever they do for evil, God, you will turn it around for the good. For your word say, no weapon performed against us shall prosper. Lord, thank you, God. Thou son, Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for y'all tuning in on Facebook tonight. I want to let y'all know to stay safe this weekend. And most of all, stay prayerful. Most of all, be watchful. The word say, watch as well as pray. Be watchful. We have to be watchful. We have to be careful around our surroundings. And I also ask you all to continue to pray for one another. In our son Jesus' name, I pray and I want to thank you all tonight. And I will turn it over to Prophet Stacy. I see that we have any on the phone line. Maybe you need prayer. And after that, I want to tell you all to have a prosperous weekend. And God bless you. And I love you. Prophet Stacy, if you have any on the phone line, I turn it over to you.
To God be the glory. That was a powerful prayer. At this time, there are no live prayer requests, but you still have a few last minutes to get your prayer requests in tonight if you need to. While I'm giving this announcement, jump on the phone line. 347-426-3782. With that being said, everybody under the sound of my voice, be sure to come back by dialing the same number that many of you called tonight. And join me for Prolific Fire. The word of the Lord will be the second part of the message that many of you heard last week. Come back for part two of Love Thy Neighbor. If you enjoyed part one last week, if it blessed you last week, come back for part two. As I said, dial the number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. Dial it on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. That's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. That's blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. And you can listen in that way through your computer. Go on one last time for tonight. If there's anybody on the phone line tonight in need of prayer, just press 1 on your phone. If not, your second opportunity will be on Monday night. After the message, I will be honored to pray with you. Until then, everybody, God bless you.